Now, more than half of all those in rental accommodation are receiving housing assistance payments or other state housing supports, according to a report today. The Economic and Social Research Institute says that 54% of those renting are receiving supports, almost 300,000 households, more than double what it was in the 1990s. The overall percentage of households renting is also up significantly, from fewer than one in five 20 years ago to 29% today. Let's speak to Dr. Rory Hearn, Assistant Professor in Social Policy at Maynooth University. You're welcome to the programme, Dr. Hearn. Thanks for joining us. The ESRI report has lots of interesting insights into the rental market contained in it. And it does say that these direct and indirect supports do a huge amount to improve affordability for the households receiving them, but also that the qualifying criteria have become much more restrictive mean that fewer households qualify for these supports, even though many more people are receiving them.
Yeah, it's a really important report. I think it shows the state of the housing market right now and where we've got to. And this didn't just happen. This is policy that has happened over the last 10 years that has shifted away from building, in particular, social housing that used to in the past where councils built them. Now, over the last 10 years, particularly under the Rebuilding Ireland housing policy, policy shifted to get social housing through these various subsidy schemes like the housing assistance payment, the rental accommodation scheme. And essentially what we've seen is that the rental sector has become a place where people who can't afford to buy, younger generations, are stuck. And also it's the place where the government is getting social housing from. And what this has meant is that it's added to the huge rental inflation pressures. And so more and more households simply can't afford the cost of the rents. If we look at, for example, the minimum wage has only increased by 13%. In the last decade, rents have increased by over 100%. There's this kind of interaction between low wages, high housing costs, means we have this increase in need of housing. And what the ESRI report is showing is that, as you say, that increase in the amount of people who are renting and also then this increase in reliance on supports and need for supports, but also, as you say, the limits themselves in terms of to be able to access this housing, it has stayed the same. So you've less people even able to access that. And the report actually says that there are a lot of low-income renters who have no access to housing supports because, as you say, they don't qualify for the income limits.
I mean, those limits haven't changed, since 2011, is that right?
Since 2011, in terms of to be eligible for the HAP. And then there's the issue, the social housing supports. Then there's the issue itself at the HAP rate. The report highlights the HAP rate itself, so the benefit that you get towards the rent, hasn't increased since 2017. We know rents have significantly increased. So as the report says, in particularly if you're a single individual, very few properties available on the rental market within the HAP limits. And we're seeing this, the homeless organisations are telling us this is leading to homelessness.
Yeah, and there's also a generational issue here, and you've alluded to it. If you're younger, you're more likely to be in rented accommodation than if you're older and have had the opportunity to buy perhaps at an earlier stage when there was more affordability.
Yeah, this is the huge generational shift that has happened in Ireland, this emergence of what we might call generation rent or generation locked out, that if you were born in the 1950s, 50s or 60s, now less than 20% of your generation is renting. If you were born in the 1980s, which means you're in your 30s and even your early 40s, 40% are now renting. And the problem with that is our rental market in Ireland is insecure and it is extremely unaffordable. And so you have people locked into this expensive renting market, unable to save for deposits, and increasingly, as this report is showing, needing state subsidies. And the question, like the phenomenal expenditure of the state on these subsidies is really, it should be setting alarm bells off. We're going from, and I wrote about this in 2017, 5 years ago in a report, I highlighted the danger of shifting from these subsidised way of the private rental sector rather than building social housing, because this money is lost essentially to landlords rather than going investing in building. It's going now up close to 730 million every year going in subsidies.
At the heart of this is supply, or a shortage of supply, and we know the Housing for All programme is designed to address that, and the Minister is still insisting that he can deliver the target this year, I think, of 33,000 new units. A lot of questions about that because of what's happening in the construction sector. But if those targets can be achieved, will they make a significant difference to the picture that that's been painted today?
They will make a difference, but they won't fundamentally alter it. Because if you look at the numbers in terms of housing need, and even in terms of Housing for All, for example, they said last year there was going to be 10,000 social housing units built. There was only actually 4,000 built. And if you meet those targets, I don't see them reaching the Housing for All targets, particularly in terms of social and affordable housing. Because if we want to get people, provide them social homes or affordable homes that they can buy, the state really has to ramp up its delivery. And I don't see sufficient capital money in a budget allocated for that. Of the 4 billion in the national housing budget each year, less than 2 billion is actually allocated to new building of social and affordable housing. Close to a billion of that is going in these subsidies or leasing agreements and is not actually building new housing. And I think the government needs to be more honest in how we're, in terms of the funding that's being put in and where it's going. And I think we do need an increase in that capital funding of building of social and affordable housing. Right.